The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Today we're doing something that I just feel that we're in that season to do that, to do this. We've been talking about practical steps for thriving, and like we ended it. Ashashi appears. Please help me appreciate my wonderful wife. Thank you. So today I'm looking at something differently concerning how to maintain this. We talked about the seven wheels of life, and in your life group, those things will be given to you throughout this month, this next month, or from now to next month, so that you can actually plan your goals. But one of the things I want to make you understand is that in those planning of those goals, plan how you will grow. Because most times we set goals for ourselves, but we don't set growth goals. So, and that's why you don't achieve them. Because no matter how I motivate a two-year-old child, I motivate, say, you can do it, you can do it, you can make it, say, yeah, I can make it, say, yes, say, you can make it. The person cannot go to the kitchen and cook rice, fried rice, and I can motivate and shout. You are going on top, say, yeah, jump up, say, yeah, turn around three times. The person has to grow. And so in setting off your goals and the goal we're giving you, the sheets we're giving you in your life group, because we cannot do it here. It has to be interaction. You have to have an accountability partner that you are accountable to so that you can do it. I've discovered that to read a book is not to read it. You have to do a mastermind class for the book so that when you have two or three persons coming together to discuss a book, it sticks faster. Give yourself a month or give yourself 2 weeks for you to meet maybe two times a week or three times a week. You gain a higher perspective from each other. Am I making sense? We have the mind of Christ. I don't have the mind of Christ. We. I was teaching in the prophetic school. I don't know what I'm doing. And the next person that was teaching with me was Precious. He's in charge of our resource time. And when she finished teaching, people were like, we thought it's only a book that she's just... And I had to come out to give a testimony because one day, the last inner healing out school, I was there listening to her. And what happened and shocked me. She brought a revelation. I've read that scripture. It has not come to me. And said, the shepherd left the 99 to go for the one because the 99 were in community. It blew my mind. You see, sometimes when you try to preempt the type of revelation you want because of the speaker, you lose a lot. I'm serious. I'm not an expert in revival. Me, I'm a novice. Every day, the more I encounter him, the more I know I don't know. And that's what keeps me humble. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18, the Bible says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice always. He didn't say sometimes. Rejoice. Have you ever heard people say, not be every day that they laugh? Say rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. That means that there's no off button to your prayer life. In everything, give thanks. No, they just sacked me. You say in everything. Somebody ran into my car, damaged my car, and my neck is stiff. Say rejoice. Say give thanks. And so today I want to talk about created to thrive. All of us have been created to thrive, but the question is that why are we not thriving? And thriving is not about outward performance. For there to be outward performance, there must be an inward performance. There must be something operating in your life. And we are to thrive tridimensionally. We are to thrive in our body, we are to thrive in our soul, we are to thrive in our spirit. And if we're not thriving like this, then there's something wrong. And it's not about somebody that's pursuing you or one person that is an enemy there pursuing you. You know, I've always said, I was telling them in the school of prophetic, I said there's two errors. Normally, the enemy always sponsors two errors. If one does not catch you, the other one will catch you. There are people that are always devil conscious, always devil focused. And there's another set of people that say that there is no devil. These two errors, there is a devil. But I cannot be focused on him while worshiping God. But I must be able to be equipped enough that when I see him, I take him away. Am I making sense? So that I will accomplish my mission. But my constant focus should be on God. But the Bible says that we are not ignorant of the devices. But we don't have a PhD on it. We cannot be expert of the devil. But we can be expert in God. And so, we need to start thriving first of all emotionally. Emotionally. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17 to 18, it took care of all this. The first thing he said is that, rejoice always. In the world, when you get promoted, you rejoice. In this kingdom, you rejoice before promotion. It's very easy to praise God when you have a breakthrough. But it's hard to rejoice when there is nothing to rejoice about. And if you want emotional health, you must rejoice. He said, Pastor, there's nothing to rejoice about. That's not what he said. He said, rejoice always. And I can give you 1,000 things to rejoice about. God is on your side. The Holy Spirit is inside of you. You may not feel him all the time because we are not feelers, we are believers. We are not feelers, we are believers. And that means that even if I cannot feel anything, as long as I can believe. He said, Jairus, do you believe? He said, help my own belief. And that means that every day I should work more on my beliefs. And what is the belief? You must have belief about God, about what God, the belief of God about you. The belief of God himself. The belief of what God has about other people, about your situation, and about your decisions. I must stay put. I must stand up and say, even if there's no child here, Lord, I thank you. With tears in my eyes, dancing. He said, well, does it mean that if I should not cry? Cry. Because there's another one that says, no, don't cry. Especially boys, they have damaged us. They damaged us from the beginning. Say, boys, don't cry. Who told you? If boys does not cry, why did God give us tear gland? Everything God created is for a purpose and must be used. It's only strong men that cry. Weak men don't cry. Rejoice always. Not for a season, not for a time. Rejoice always. I can't pay my school fees. Rejoice. The landlord will come next tomorrow. Next tomorrow has not come. Rejoice today. The reason why people are depressed is because they can't rejoice. Depression is counterfeit hope. It's counterfeit faith. because you think that you can't get out of this problem. In Psalm 38, verse 3, he said, I have lost 20 pounds in 2 months because of your accusation. My bones are brittle as dry sticks because of my sin. Does it not shock you that when people talk against you, you feel down? In other words, when you are emotionally down, it can affect your bone, cancer of the bones. I say, my bones have become brittle. What does that mean? Sciences. Before you know, arthritis has come. Before you know, your bone will start breaking on its own accord. Why? Because of emotional ill health. Wake up in the morning and dance. When Pastor Enoma is dancing, his dancing does not have rhythm, but it's dancing. It's dancing. He said, but Pastor, it's fake. Fake it till you make it. He called those things that be not. So even the Bible agrees for you to fake it. Number two, spiritual. God wants you to prosper and be healed and thrive spiritually. That means your heart. The Bible says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. The issues of your life does not flow from the mouth of your enemies. It flows from your heart. So you know what? They accuse you so that they can get your heart. And the moment they get your heart, is finished. And that's why the Bible says, pray without ceasing. When you pray without ceasing, you are actually ministering to your heart. Actually ministering to your heart. Pray without ceasing. There should not be an off button to your prayer life. There should not be an off button to your prayer life. We must keep on praying. And praying does not mean sometimes that you just close your office and you're supposed to attend to customers. No. Underneath your breath. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. It's not a time for you to get to the office and lift up your hand and say, kata chaka. Customers are there. You are working for somebody. But pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. I remember one time, the time we started the prayer room. After a while, people were asking. They know they stopped this thing. The Bible says, my house shall be called the house of prayer. And listen to me, you are the house of God. And you shall be called the house of prayer. Anything that wants to stop your prayer life wants to kill you. And that's why you should fight. Men, do you know where you fight? On your knees. Can I say it again? Men, do you know where to fight? On your knees. David demonstrated it. Great warrior, but he will say, take not your presence from me. I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. David was the one that instituted the tabernacle of David. He's a man, not a woman. The greatest, the person in charge of prayer in your home is not your wife. It is you. The ministry that Jesus took to heaven was the ministry of intercession. See, my wife is the one that likes to pray. Small time, if you are not careful, you open out to the spirit of Jezebel. Men, get on your knees and pray. Get on your knees and fight. That's where you fight. Everywhere you take your problem to will stress you. The only place you will take it to is the feet of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6 to 8, and suddenly David was in worse trouble. Why? He came to Ziklag, and when he came back, everything was stolen. His two wives, everybody, was stolen, and David came with his men, and they were crying. I want to watch that video on TV. They said they cried that they didn't have power to cry again. And suddenly, verse 6, he said David was in even worse trouble. There was talk among the men, bitter over the loss of their families. Of stoning him, David strengthened himself with trust in his God. He ordered Abiathar the priest, son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod so I can consult God. Abiathar brought it to David. Then David prayed to God. In the midst of, this was the last rejection that David experienced in life. Listen to me. There are people that will reject you. but don't stay rejected. Don't make rejection an identity. They will reject you. These were the men that David trained. They came to meet him in the cave of Adullam. He turned them to mighty men. He lost, they lost. But after crying, they got a fantastic idea. Stone David. Listen to me. When you are grieving, stop grieving and don't move to hopelessness. Grieving is kingdom. But hopelessness is religion. Ah, my papa don't die. Who can take care of me? Why me? Cry. Don't cry. The best thing you can do for somebody grieving is to get there and sit down. Don't talk. Because when you open your mouth, foolishness will come out. Just stay. I'm telling you. You see, I understand. You don't understand anything. No. Just stay with the person. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. Don't say. If Job's friend sat down and didn't say anything, there will not be problem. Because sometimes I see people explaining death. What? The explanation of the death will not bring comfort to the person. The fact your heart is broken, that's why you need the comforter. That's why you need the comforter. As the Holy Spirit. He said, then David prayed to God, shall I go after this man? Can I catch them? The answer came, go after them. Yes, you will catch them. Yes, you will make the rescue. Get down on your knees and fight, men. Fight for our nation. Fight for this city. Social media cannot bring about correction. Because really, you don't know the full story. Two people fighting themselves, you don't know why they are fighting. You are not taking side. And for this and for that. You carry the Prince of Peace. When you come, peace should come. May God give you wisdom to settle people this week. Amen. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said, may God give you wisdom to settle people this week. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Rahab settled. Not also. We'll talk about David that married Nabal's wife, Abigail. Abigail did not fight the husband, did not take side, but settled the problem. May God release wisdom to women in this house. Amen. I say, may God release wisdom to women in this house. Amen. And release the fighting spirit into the men. Amen. And what is the fighting spirit? May God baptize you with the spirit of prayer this week. Amen. And this year, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You want to have heart health? Pray. Pray. David said, I was envious on the wicked. Are there not some people that do bad things in your office? They are now building houses, true of us. They are now buying all the things. And it seems as if this integrity serve. Am I eating it? Am I eating it? What is all this? Even your wife will tell you, shine your eye, shine your eye. But David said, I was envious on the wicked. When I went into the house of the Lord, my perspective changed. May you enter a higher level of perception in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. How many houses can you die with? I'm not saying houses are not good. Listen to me. Let me tell you, I won't lie to you. Money is sweet. But the only thing money can do, it can pay your bills. Money cannot be a good parent. Cannot even be a good teacher. Some of the people that do fraud in this, they went to Ivy League school. But you must understand that the more you pray, the more your perception, the more you discern, the more you know what to do. And the more your heart begins to beat after the heartbeat of God, you will know what to do per second. May God increase your sensitivity this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Many years ago, I preached a series called Not Expertise, But Sensitivity. It's not about expertise. Number 3, mentally. You are called to thrive mentally. Many people today are suffering from mental ill health. No doubt there were some people born with that defect. But you see, down the line, people are getting more and more mentally sick. Why? Because of the things going on around them. You started a business, got the money, 1 million, and you came back, you are now owing 2 million. And the funniest thing is that you give a fantastic seed. And you took care of the poor. Is it not the things that God said I should be doing? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. What's the will of God? What's the will of God? The will of God is rejoice. The will of God is praying. The will of God is giving thanks. He said, Pastor, I don't know the will of God from here. Start from this place. Rejoice. And in everything, give thanks. What will you be thankful for this week? Say this country is not a place to thank God, though. Do you know what is going on? This place is not a country. Rain has stopped now. Season. If you are God, you would like rain to fall throughout the year. It's not like that. People, you will not eat food. God knows how to balance the ecosystem. He puts systems in place. He said, how come rain is falling in November? Rain has fell in this country in December. Give thanks. In Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing. What is making you anxious now is January. December has not come. It's January. December has not come. You are wondering, say, Lord, you are not a warrior for God. You are worrying for God. Say, God, hold on. Some people will tell you, be serious. I remember when he was teaching on in the midweek service, said, every time he will be praying, the second son will be jumping up and down, just having fun with God. She will always be correcting the boy. This time she corrected the boy. The boy say, boy, it's not you we are praying to now. It's not you. It's not you now. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with. The missing link in your prayer is thanksgiving. It's thanksgiving. The missing link. I know you are a good prayer warrior. You have 15 prayer points every day. But the missing link is thanksgiving. He said, when you add thanksgiving, then you now let your request be known. Even when they were teaching us how to do letter writing that time, they start. Dear uncle, I hope this letter meets you well. I pick up my pen in the basket of love. And if so, doxology. Then, or you start with the letter ditto. I don't even know what ditto is, but it's ditto. But then when you are closing the letter, you greet again. You must understand that we must have a gratitude journal this week, this year. I started last week, I was preaching and it came out of my mouth. I didn't plan for it, a Thanksgiving challenge. Sometimes we thank God, but do we thank people around our lives? That young man that opened the door for you in 2002. The person that submitted your CV to get the job. The one that gave you 100 naira. That day, you were not able to eat. You were about to die. 100 naira does not mean anything to you now. Can you write a note? Can you do a voice note? Can you even do a video and say that day? What are you thankful for? Be thankful for being you. Be thankful for being alive. Be thankful for being healthy. You don't know. People are looking for kidney now. And kidney is 4 million. 10 million. Depends on how your kidney is functional. Be thankful for your body. Be thankful for your friends and family. Be thankful for the city you live in. Be thankful for the country you live in. Be thankful for the freedom that you enjoy. Be thankful for your talents. Be thankful for your achievements. Be thankful for painful lessons you overcame. Be thankful for learning opportunities. Be thankful for your skills. Be thankful for your teachers and mentors. Be thankful for your pastors. Be thankful for your parents and grandparents and great-granduncles and uncles and aunties. What is your prayer? I started a prayer journal yesterday. I used to thank God, but now I'm intentional. Before, when I wake up in the morning, I want to look for 3 things that the Lord is doing. Before I go to bed, I want to write it down. You know, you think faster than you write. So when you are writing, you now get focused. The more thankful you are, the more you see opportunities. Be thankful. Before going to bed, answer the following questions. What am I grateful for today? What 3 things made me happy today? What 3 things did I do very well today? How could I have made today better? And lastly, what is my most important goal for tomorrow? Ask yourself this 5 questions. These 5 questions will not make you see devil. These 5 questions will make you see God. With the help of the Holy Spirit, when you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, it will help you answer all this question. What am I grateful for today? Do you know what it means to have an understanding wife? I'm not sure you know it's a gift. Do you know what it means to have an understanding husband? Who will tell you, my wife, go and rest, I will take care of the children? It's a gift. People don't know. Say, my husband. My wife. I'm not saying the person is doing well all around, 100%. Nobody does well 100%. Look for that 5%. Look for that 10%. He can't give you 10,000, but he gave you 5. Thank God. And I want to beg you to go for forgiveness. If you cannot, come for the inner healing class. The young man stood here and was talking about inner healing. Every day I do inner healing. I want to compare my life with his word. I want to ask myself, am I doing what God is saying? 2012, I encountered the ministry of inner healing. Do you know what unforgiveness? Unforgiveness can block your flow pipe of breakthrough. Sometimes you start well and things are going on well for you. Before you know it, there's blockage. Why? There are people you are holding grudge with. You see, when you pray, standing, believe you are received. He now went on to say, forgive. Unforgiveness and keeping grudge is not for the personal. You are dying slowly. Unforgiveness is like putting yourself in a prison, locking the door and handing it over to the other person. Say, when you want to free me, you are free. Every time you forgive somebody, two prisoners are let loose. First of all, yourself and the person. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong, sorry, not the weak. This is a quote by Mahatma Gandhi. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. The weak cannot forgive. Are there not people, you don't know why they just cut off the relationship? And they will not tell you. They stop calling, they stop picking your calls, they stop doing this thing. If you're not careful, you start moving into grudge and everything. Can you do a note to that person, thanking the person for what the person did for you 5 years ago? Some people will just look at two of you, just sweet. Before you know, they sow a seed. The moment you start thanking God for those that have hurt you and start releasing them, the fact that you told somebody thank you does not mean the person has done well, all run well in your life. Oh. Please get it clear. Is that, can I tell my wife thank you? Look at what she's doing. No. How can I tell my boss thank you? I want you to look for. That's why I tell people, don't tell somebody you are looking good when you know the person's hair is not good. Don't tell somebody. Specific, I'm telling you, it's hypocrisy. Or hypocrisy. Anyone. It's deception. Take something, your shoe is fine. That's all. That's what you is fine. Really. Be specific. Don't say, I thank you. Thank you for what? What are the practical steps with the Holy Spirit you take? Make a list of everybody you haven't forgiven. Can you make a list? Make a list of every person you have not forgiven. Make a list of everything you haven't forgiven yourself for. What have you not forgiven yourself for? Work on the list. Work on it. Is it your father? Say, my father offended me. My father offended me. He never do. He's do. Forgive your boss. Forgive your co-worker. Forgive that person that is already dead. Forgive. Forgive. If somebody share their own story, you will forgive quickly. Jesus looked at people that, I'm sure he was looking at them. I healed your daughter. How do you forgive? Change the storyline. They don't know what they are doing. Joseph said, you meant it for evil. He changed the storyline. Because you know what? This year, we want you to thrive. Our word this year is thrive. I woke up with one thing and I sent a voice note to all our life coaches. And I said, Colossians 4:2 is our word this year. He said, we should watch with thanksgiving. 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 Don't only thank God. Thank your wife. Thank your husband. Thank your children. They have not disgraced you. You don't know what children do to parents. Yeah. Every time you're always telling you didn't wash plate, you didn't do this, you didn't do this. But it has not gone to bring one man illegally. You don't know what some children do to parents. In Isaiah 60 verse 18, it says, no longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your world salvation and your gates praise. The moment you are thanking, you have a thankful heart, the only thing that will come out of your mouth is praise. Listen to me. A walled city without gates is not safe. What will create gates in your life is your mouth. This is the year of mouth. It's your praise. It's your praise that will put the gates. Look at it. It says, you will call your world salvation. Salvation is God's own. Praise is my own. So there's a wall of salvation around your life. The reason the serpent is coming is that you have not put the gate. And how are gates formed? In Revelation 21 verse 21, it said the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. Pearls are formed by irritation. When you praise God, when you are irritated, pearls are formed, the gates are formed. And gates is what where the Lord enter through. The Lord does not fly through the fence. That's why I say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Where if you want God to visit you, create a gate. Create a gate. In Psalm 22 verse 3, say, yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. If God is enthroned by our praises, who is enthroned when we murmur? Who is enthroned? Now, wow, this country don't smoke. We need a wow. Now, wow. Thank God that you even woke up this morning. Thank God. Listen. I met a man in the U.S. driving Uber. He said, I relocated from Nigeria to Spain. I left Spain, I'm here. At that time, he was still telling me, he said, look at me. I'm driving this piece of nonsense. And I'm just... Murmuring is a lifestyle. Murmuring is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. People just murmur. And you know, we come from an environment that our joke is not good. When we are growing up, we say more word. The wording. You want to learn language is the course. Is the course. That we are formed, we are wired negatively to first of all see evil. Is it the film good or but it must look but. One day went to a church, me and my wife went to an environment of revival. And I said, my wife, notice this thing you see here. Notice it. Anytime you ask somebody, how's this person? They say, awesome. Fantastic man. Fantastic woman. If you ask this person, we're praying. One time we met one person and said, you came for the school. Okay. Has Faith finished preaching? I said, yes. He said, she was calling me that I should pray for her before she preached. You say this country, somebody could, and I meet Pastor K. And I say, as he came to meet me, I don't know her before, came to meet me, say, hi, it's Pastor Clem. I will not ask her, how's the school? He said, the school is good. I say, has Pastor Clem finished preaching? He said, yes. And he was telling me yesterday to pray for him. Then you're not going, Pastor Clem not here. See. Because I say, may pray for me. He don't tell everybody. Don't tell everybody. I see prayer is gossip. The reason people die every day is that there's a philosophy that they hide the better. Yeah.
That's why your child is sick. Tell everybody. The city should be praying. The church should be praying. Everybody should be praying. But you are hiding it.
So may they not laugh me. 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 If they don't laugh at you, they will soon cry for you. Why? Don't hide it. We watched a film here, Breakthrough, the whole city. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. Everybody was praying. I tell people every day, we have a tendency to hide. Hide problem, you will die. Call yourself praise. Put it on. Say it to this thing. The CEO of Better Music, the son was about dying. Everybody, everywhere on the internet, pray for us. 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 The child survived that disease. Yeah. The world's praise. Psalm 104 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. If you enter God's presence with praise, where will you enter with murmuring? Where are you entering every day? So which door opens to you when you complain? How to sustain thriving dimensionally? How do you sustain as we round off? 1 Thessalonians 5:19-22 says, do not quench the spirit. If you rejoice, the spirit will not be quenched. Every time you are sad, you are not empowering the spirit. The spirit, angels don't move because you are crying. They obey his word. Do not despise prophecies. He said, Timothy, my son, with the prophecies that have gone ahead of you, wage a good warfare. It's not carrying gun and fighting people. You wage a good warfare in the place of prayer. Every time I remember prophetic word over our church, over our, every places I've gone to, I stood in 2016 with Demas, a prophet, in my wife's school, and he prophesied concerning us, prophesied concerning our location in Abuja and everything. And when I saw problem coming, I was stood and I said, what was I doing? Declaring the prophetic word. What's the prophetic word over your life? In 2010, what did they say about you? In 2002, what did you say? You know why you cannot remember? You didn't write it down. You didn't document it. You didn't see anything. God has said you are great. I remember recently, Bishop Tudor Bismarck, in his last time, he was preaching. He finished preaching that Thursday night in New Covenant. He came. He was talking to people. I was sitting behind him, and he came, and he hugged me and spoke a prophetic word over my life. The moment he spoke the prophetic word, it seemed as if power entered my body. I was on the floor. Don't despise prophecy. What was said concerning your marriage? That's how you pray. You don't pray, Lord, no. Lord, you said in your word. You said in your word. What I said, I stood many about 3 years ago, 2017, and some women gathered and said, your country will not fall, your country will fly. Before it gets better, it can even get worse. And it's at that point in time, many of us give up. Before the baby is born, the pain gets more intense. But life is being born. Some of you are going through some intense pain now because about something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Go for thriving dimensionally. Go for it. Go for it. You know what? Test all things. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Some of you are watching something. Say, I want to be enlightened. What is enlightening you? You watch some things on TV. They just finished some 90 days program. Now many of us were doing it. The eviction show became your show. And everything. You say, I just want to be enlightened. I want to be informed. I want to be every. The Bible has everything. The Bible has pornography. The Bible has every evil. What do you want again? The Bible. The Bible has everything. It said, concerning evil, be ignorant. Concerning evil, be ignorant. Listen, 90% of what is going on out there, you have no business with it. It's contaminating your spirit. That's why you cannot thank God. As you wake up at night, you hear horror film you watch in the afternoon. It's playing now. Rise up on your feet. What will you be thankful for? The walls around you is God's own. But you have 12 gates to your soul. And the only thing that can put it there is praise. That can build the gates. And when you have a thankful heart, you can't help but wake up. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. You know what? It kills jealousy and envy. Every time I see them building a big building, a church is entering to their building, I want to give the seed, because if you don't know, something will be working. See, Anna, if God loves you, I've discovered that the moment I realize that place, that evil heart disappears. I'm guarding my heart with all diligence. I'm guarding it. Every time I stand here and I declare, this is a generous church. And at the end of the day, we see the offering. It doesn't match with the word. I remember those days, Pastor Issy will bring the books. And I will look at it. And underneath, I will say, praise God. The cloud that looks like the hand of a man brought the rain that flooded the nation. The cloud that looks like the hand of a man. How would that cloud be in the sky? To be like a dot. And he said, go and tell Ahab, the rain is coming. Your rain is coming. The rain of breakthrough is coming. Stay in the place of rejoicing. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay in the place of thanksgiving. You can only watch with thanksgiving, because you will see opportunities. Before we thank God today, if you know you are not born again, you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, can you come? Can you come? Can you come? Can you, I just want you to come. If you want to make Jesus the Lord of your life, just come forward. Just come forward. No better time than this. There are many of you going through depression. You are sad that things are not working out well. It was after we gave birth, after 5 years, I discovered what God was protecting me from. Do you know what? You need to thank God for what God has not given to you yet. The moment you had car, you now start quarreling with mechanic. You started knowing that fuel is some are bad, some are good. Before, you didn't know anything about that. You were ignorant of that. But it's breakthrough. You even celebrate and say, thank God. But every breakthrough comes with responsibility. If you want to give your life to Christ, come. Lift up your hands and just start thanking Him. What's your thanksgiving list? I'm thankful for an understanding wife. For a wife who did not ask me for gold, for all those things with my years. I'm thankful for a great people that I do life with. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for this great family firm foundation. I'm thankful because they were patient for me in my years of development. I'm thankful. And they are still patient with me even till now. I'm thankful for the honor I receive here. I'm thankful for the people that serve in the house. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the city I live in. Over the years, I've seen an upward movement. We may not be there yet, but we are prophesied. We are not despising prophecies. It will come. And thank you for the leadership of this nation. I'm thankful. I'm thankful that wealth, people are coming to invest in the nation. They are coming. I'm thankful. I'm thankful.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails. The goodness of God. Yeah. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been good. All my life you have been so, so good. In every prayer that I am made,
thank you for listening to this message. For other life transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.